This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. A bomb exploded near a girls' school in a majority Shiite district of West Kabul on Saturday, killing dozens of people, many of them young pupils between 11 and 15 years old. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan said ambulances rushed to evacuate wounded from the scene of the blast near the Syed al-Shahada school in the Shiite majority neighborhood of Dasht-e-Barachi. The Taliban condemned the attack, apparently aimed at civilians, and denied any responsibility. The Interior Ministry spokesman said authorities are investigating the blast and added the death toll could rise further. Two southern states in India became the latest to declare lockdown Saturday as coronavirus cases surged at breakneck speed across the country. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
While the country's northern and western areas have borne the brunt of the pandemic, southern states are now seeing a surge in infections. Tamil Nadu said it would move from a partial to a full lockdown on Monday, stopping public transport and shutting state-run alcohol retailers. And neighbouring Karnataka extended a total shutdown late on Friday. India is yet to impose a national lockdown as it did during the first wave last year, but around half of all its states have imposed a total shutdown. Although the country has administered over 167 million vaccine doses, its rate of inoculation has fallen sharply in recent days. Only around 2% of its 1.4 billion people have received the two doses needed to be fully immunized.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The European Union and India agreed Saturday to restart their negotiations on a bilateral free trade deal 8 years after their first attempt failed and as both sides seek alternatives to China. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke via video conference to EU leaders attending a summit of the bloc in Portugal, where the two sides announced what they called a pivotal moment in their relations by agreeing to resume talks. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said 17 EU countries have provided more than 100 million euros of pandemic aid to India, including oxygen generators, medicines and ventilators, and were ready to send more.
And we assured the Prime Minister of our solidarity and the support with all what is needed at the moment, being from oxygen generators to medicines and ventilators.
6 years of talks produced no agreement the last time they tried, with issues such as vehicle parts and duties on wine and spirits thwarting an agreement. The operator of a pipeline that transports fuel across the U.S. East Coast says it's been the victim of a ransomware cyber attack. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Colonial Pipeline did not say what was demanded or by whom, but ransomware attacks typically involve criminal hackers who seize data and demand a large payment to release it. Colonial Pipeline has temporarily halted all pipeline operations. It transports gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and home heating oil from refineries primarily located on the Gulf Coast through pipelines running from Texas to New Jersey, roughly 45% of all fuel consumed on the East Coast. The company says it's hired a cybersecurity firm to investigate the nature and scope of the attack and has also contacted law enforcement and federal agencies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Italy's culture ministry said Saturday that archaeologists have discovered the remains of 9 Neanderthals in a cave near Rome. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
8 of the remains are dated to between 50,000 and 68,000 years ago, the ministry said in a statement. But the oldest is from much earlier, between 90,000 and 100,000 years ago. Neanderthals, the closest ancient relatives of humans, died out about 40,000 years ago. It's unclear what killed them off, though theories include an inability to adapt to climate change and increased competition from modern humans. The find occurred in Grotta Quartari, prehistoric caves that were discovered more than 80 years ago in a town around 50 miles south of the Italian capital.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.